Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
When it comes to the world of soccer, we've got you covered.
This is Atlanta Soccer Tonight with Jason Longshore
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome in to this Atlanta Soccer Tonight special on the Off the Woodwork podcast from 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. I'm Jason Longshore. There's been so much going on in the soccer world just here in Atlanta as of late, with the men's national team playing a couple of matches, Atlanta United matches, a new president for AMBSE when it comes to soccer, the NWSL training ground announcement, Georgia high school season coming to its conclusion, so much going on. It feels like it's nonstop, and we try to keep up with all of it as best as we can. I had to bring in some reinforcements to catch up on the business of soccer as of late. I had a chance recently to talk to Margaret Fleming from Front Office Sports. Make sure you're following her, MGFleming12 on X. We talked about Atlanta's NWSL aspirations, their announcements as of late. She had a chance to hear Arthur Blank speak at the Business of Soccer Summit. Her reflections on that are here in this conversation as well. Someone that we'll be checking in with quite a bit as the business of soccer is becoming a much bigger conversation in the overall soccer world. Here is my chat recently with Margaret Fleming. Let's just start with your takeaways from the Sports Business Journal Business of Soccer event that was here in Atlanta last week. What did you take away from it?
Yeah, I thought it was great. I had a really nice time connecting with folks. It was my first time getting to go to the Benz, and getting to be inside was really neat. It's pretty breathtaking walking out onto the field and just seeing with all the lights on. Of course, seeing, you know, the grass getting watered and stuff. So that was pretty neat. But yeah, I thought it was great. I thought they had a bunch of cool speakers. It was cool to hear from the Canadian Women's League. I was pretty unfamiliar with them and getting to hear about some of the cool stuff they've got going on. And I thought, you know, lots of interesting conversations with, you know, some powerful folks. Arthur Blank, I thought it was especially cool to hear from him about just everything with the NWSL team, with, you know, wanting to build the stadium for soccer, and just kind of so often I think you hear from him in a American football context. So it was really cool to hear him talk in a other kind of football context.
I feel like we take it for granted at times because I'm in the Benz maybe 30 times a year. What were your takeaways of Mercedes-Benz Stadium?
It's okay. I'm from Chicago, And I love our facilities. I love our facilities. Our facilities are not that new. And just seeing, like, I don't know. I mean, this is not a hot take, but like the roof and some of like the indoor, like the area where it was at, like this big sloping, swooshing ceiling over, you know, basically underneath where the stands were. You know, getting to go in and see Atlanta United's locker room, like just the facilities, it just all is really new, and you can tell. I mean, there's a reason why so many different leagues and entities in the NCAA choose, you know, Atlanta to host events, because it really was nice and new. So it was cool to see, for sure.
You mentioned the women's side of things, and I definitely want to get there because it's a big talking point here in Atlanta right now with NWSL just a couple years away. But we're kind of in this interesting spot where we're less than 3 months away from the Men's World Cup, and there's been this perception maybe of the Men's World Cup in 2026 bringing a soccer boom to the United States. And now you're starting to get people, because of that perception, saying, well, now it's not, and is it a failure? And neither are true. Kind of, what's your thoughts on the landscape of the business of soccer right now in this country?
Yeah, I definitely think that it will provide some kind of boost. I think it's going to remain seen, like, what that means. Does that mean that MLS gets a huge boost? Does that mean that NWSL gets a huge boost? Does that mean that both do? Or is it, you know, a little bit more people, you know, fall in love with these major stars who are playing in Europe, and then all the European leagues, or, you know, South American leagues or whatever, they get a big boost of American viewership, because that's already been, you know, hugely on the rise, I would say, in the last like several years. I feel like it's impossible now to like not know people who are really big into, you know, some Premier League team or another, and they go on Saturday mornings to the bar and that's at the pub or whatever, and they eat their Irish breakfast and they're watching, you know, their team. You know, that's just like a huge thing now here in the States. So I imagine there will be a boost. I'm very curious to see exactly kind of what that looks like. In terms of NWSL, I mean, they're in a great spot to build on that. Definitely a lot of, I mean, we saw 63,004, I think was the exact number, in Denver this weekend, which is just remarkable for them to get that, you know, break that single game attendance record. I got to go to the Boston Legacy home opener. They had 30,000 at Gillette, which was also, you know, high energy and a lot of fun. And getting to talk to fans there just about like the momentum in women's sports, and a lot of them were saying, you know, I had people tell me like, I've never seen a soccer game, I don't watch soccer, I've never been to a match, I don't really care about professional soccer, but they care about women's sports, or they've supported other women's sports, and now they're, you know, finally excited to get that. So I think for a lot of reasons, the NWSL is in a really good position to build off of some World Cup momentum, and you're seeing them trying to take advantage of it. I mean, they're coming back in the middle of it. They're going to come back during the knockout stage, and then they have that match in Queens like a few days before the final. So they're definitely trying to kind of market and be intentional about when there are soccer fans here to get some eyeball in their league.
I think what's interesting, and I'd love to get your thoughts on this. Like, we have this conversation on one of my other shows here on the station called The Intersection, where we talk about all sports, but we get into the WNBA a lot because Noel, my co-host, is a huge Atlanta Dream fan and has gotten me hooked. And we've talked about how I think the business of women's sports is different than maybe the business of men's. Like you mentioned, fans who maybe aren't big soccer fans but are supporting women's sports, so they'll go check it out and then they get hooked. And it kind of opens a door. I feel like there's been a real concern in soccer of maybe the men's audience and the women's audience. If one grows, the other one is hurt. And I don't necessarily get that impression. I think there's, one, plenty of room for both to grow. And I don't think it's one growing at the expense of the other. It doesn't seem that way anyway.
Yeah, I agree with that for sure. I think there's a lot of crossover for sure, just people who love soccer. But I think that there's a really kind of different contingent of women's sports fans. I spoke last year with with Jess Smith from the Valkyries, the Golden State expansion team in the WNBA. And she was telling me about how they kind of target different kinds of fans, you know, the existing sports fan or the existing women's sports fan that was already in the Bay, who was waiting for that team to show up. They already had Bay FC, but on the basketball side. And then there's this other kind of, she put it as 18 to 31 year olds who are not really big sports fans at all, but women's sports really align with their values. And so they're going all on that. And I think that I don't see like that growth of that segment really hurting like on the men's side in any way. You know, like I think those two can definitely exist and both grow at the same time. I think the growth of one is great for the other.
Exactly. I feel like one helps the other more than it hurts the other.
Yeah. I think there's going to be a big segment of fans this, or I mean, I don't know how big it'll be, but I think there will be a segment of fans this summer who like are really, you know, fell in love with U.S. Women's National Team in all their different successes over the years, or are really big NWSL fans or whatever it is. And they get excited about the soccer being here, whereas they might not have usually followed international men's play. So I definitely think that that's like a, I think that lifts the sport all around. I don't think that there's kind of a bad thing from one or the other.
Yeah, that's where my head keeps going too. And we're, you know, getting into these conversations here in Atlanta with the announcement late last year that NWSL is coming in 2028. So we're about 2 years away at this point. You know, we know what the front of the shirt sponsor is going to be, and it sounds like it's a record-setting deal with Aflac. We know it's a nine-figure investment in the training ground, which is going to be down the street from where Atlanta United is. So Arthur Blank is going into this from a business perspective with a ton of investment. And it feels like that's kind of where NWSL teams have to come into the league now. It's not just enough to come in and put a team in and that's good. It's you've got to come in and be ready to compete day one.
Yeah, for sure. I think Atlanta also has a bit of a, I don't know if it's step up, but maybe like advantage a little bit in that the two teams coming in this year, Denver and Boston, they're going to be kind of stadium hopping, venue hopping for their first couple of seasons. Atlanta's going to come in and they're going to, you know, have the largest venue, at least as of right now, of anybody in the league from day one, the ability to pack, you know, as many fans, like they could set that new attendance record. And if they wanted to, you know, keep that, if they got sure in the building.
Yeah. I'm sure that number is on the wall somewhere in the offices already.
Yeah. Yeah. And so it's like, there's already kind of that, I think for NWSL and for WNBA, there's definitely a lot of intention. I mean, we just saw it with the Connecticut Sun going to Houston, that the leagues want to be aligning their teams with owners that are going to invest in dedicated practice or training facilities and are going to put these teams in proper venues and, you know, have the capital to support the growth in the future. So I think on the WNBA side, that's why you see a lot of trying to align with NBA owners that they know will be able to put up that money. And you kind of see that also sort of in NWSL with Arthur Blank. But I know they've been repeating, the league has been repeating different times when talking about the other team that's going to come in with Atlanta that they haven't chosen yet. League leaders keep saying it's not about like some kind of timeline, you know, or we need it by this day or whatever, although they've said 2028, but they keep saying it's not about some kind of timeline. It's like, and we feel this bid is right for the league. And we think, you know, they keep emphasizing that they're waiting or they want to make sure that it's right and going to be able to kind of support the goals there. So yeah, I think it makes a lot of sense. Makes a whole lot of sense to me why the NWSL would be interested in coming to Atlanta, given, like you mentioned, everything that Arthur Blank's putting up for the team. And, you know, from his perspective, I would say probably a smart business investment, too, to see where the league is and where it's going. For sure.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
You mentioned that it was one of the first times maybe you've had to hear Arthur talk on the soccer side as opposed to the Falcons and the American football side. What did you think of what he had to say?
Yeah, I thought it was neat. He was saying that you don't go into this for the community. You don't go. He was kind of talking about some stuff said on another panel, and he was like, of course we're doing this for the community, but like, you have to look at this, especially on the women's side, as a business investment and as something that you're looking to get success out of. And I really thought that was important because I think especially when it comes to women's sports, like you see it in media coverage, you know, sometimes like there's back and forth with athletes that don't agree with coverage, and you know, the reporters, whoever involved, will say like, you know, if you want to be treated like, you know, a big time league, you're going to have to take like the negative criticism too. You're going to have to take the hard media backlash, whatever it is. You know, you want people to treat it just like they would treat it like a men's league, and not as some kind of charity case or whatever. You want someone to invest millions of dollars and also be treating it just like a men's league and have high expectations from that. And taking it seriously. So, I thought that was important. And he's clearly very, very excited and passionate about it. It was, you know, the way he described, like, it was for an IKEA and we got it instead. It was you can kind of visualize what that looks like. You think about what an IKEA, you know, that big plot of land. And so they got plenty of space for that team.
Yeah, it's very cool, like all the stuff that's happening here locally, and I feel like maybe still like nationally there is a little bit of, how is Atlanta doing all this? How is this coming in Atlanta? Why is the Federation coming here? Why is NWSL coming here? And I don't know if people know like the power of Arthur Blank and how much he's fully invested, and also how well he's done things, because it's not just that he has the money to invest, but he's been very intentional about how he's invested and what he's done.
It is cool to see. Obviously, he has a lot of people working for him and advising him. And, you know, there's a lot around this, not just him. But it is really cool to see kind of one person dedicate so many resources to a sport and have the kind of sport and city, really, and have the kind of impact that it's had. I mean, just, you know, walking around downtown and seeing and envisioning what that's going to look like for the World Cup, and thinking that it kind of came from like those commitments of having the stadium be FIFA compliant from the start. He was big on like emphasizing that we built this for soccer, we built this for FIFA requirements. you know, then between, you know, the men's team and the women's team and the U.S. soccer headquarters. And it's clear that he's really, I mean, on both sides, he's elevating the sport. And it's cool to watch that happening in real time.
So with us less than 3 months out from the World Cup this summer, you know, what are the storylines that you're kind of looking at as things get finalized and we get close to welcoming the world here on the soccer pitch?
How much time do you have?
Oh, there's a lot. There's a lot to talk about, too.
There's a lot to talk about. I mean, I think the biggest one, other than, you know, finding out exactly which teams are going to go where in the qualifiers and the playoffs, is what's going to happen with Iran, I think, is a big question mark. If things go ahead as scheduled, which FIFA has been saying, we want to have all teams, we're excited to have all teams in the format that, you know, was chosen in the draw. Do they come? And if they come, what does that look like? You know, there's a chance in the schedule that, you know, if Iran and the U.S. both get second in their groups, that they would face each other. Like, what would that be? What would that look like? I think that's still kind of, that's, I think, very top of mind is Iran actually going to come? And if so, what does that even look like? On so many levels. I think for a lot of people, there's a lot of questions as to like getting here and visas and, you know, ticket prices and all, like there's all these kind of from, you know, the person at the top of the federation to the, you know, fan coming for one match, there's just a lot of issues with travel, with, you know, affording things. You saw there's a story out last week in The Athletic about the price to get out to Foxborough in Boston. It was going to cost $70 on the train. I mean, there's a lot of kind of prices that are getting thrown around, the parking. So I think fan experience is a big thing I'm looking at. But I mean, it's still the World Cup. You're still excited about things. I mean, I'm excited for cultural crossovers. I'm excited to see Argentinian fans in Kansas City, Missouri. I think that's awesome. You know, I'm to see, you know, Curaçao and Ivory Coast get to, you know, try their best to win World Cup matches, you know, and get to see some, I think there's going to be just some really great soccer, from some of these, you know, powerhouse contenders. I think it's going to be a great tournament from that standpoint. I don't know exactly what the group stage will look like with the new, you know, kind of formats and whatnot and the kind of early knockout rounds, but I think it should be, I would imagine it's going to be pretty highly competitive as it gets going. And yeah, I'm excited for on the pitch, off the pitch. I think there's a lot of question marks, but you know, that's what we're here to follow along and, you know, keep trying to write about and talk about and make sure that there's, you know, accountability on all sides.
Talk a little bit about, yeah, your role covering the business of soccer now and just what that entails.
Yeah, I've been kind of all over the place. my first week on the beat, the host nation of the World Cup attacked a participating nation in the World Cup. So that was just kind of a crazy way to start off. It's been a lot. I mean, from the World Cup side, there's been a lot about the funding. That was huge, both in Foxborough and everywhere. So like safety and security has been a big thing. From NWSL, I got to go to Boston for MLS. You know, there was a lot of MLS talk last week down in Atlanta. And so I've kind of been all over the place, but definitely going to excited to get to hone in on World Cup and the tournament and all that comes with it as we get closer.
It's an exciting time. It's very cool that you're in this gig. I'm sure we're going to be talking again very soon as we cover the business of soccer, and you'll be right at the front line of it. Thank you for taking some time for me today.
Yeah, of course. I'm happy to come back anytime.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Baseball has always been a game of inches. Now, it's also a game of seconds. T-Mobile and MLB have teamed up to bring ABS Challenge to all 29 ballparks across the U.S. This isn't a minor upgrade. This is the most significant new technology in the history of the sport, and it's powered by T-Mobile. With every pitch thrown, ABS Challenge uses real-time precision to verify the call, giving them the support they need. No delays, no guesswork, just accuracy at the speed the game demands. Thanks to ABS Challenge, T-Mobile is helping power the moments that define the game. When performance and reliability are non-negotiable, MLB turns to T-Mobile. That's not a coincidence. That's what happens when the most innovative network in the country powers the most data-driven sport in the world. T-Mobile powers MLB's most ambitious technology, and America's best network powers your connection to baseball, home or away, every pitch, every game, every day. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Major League Baseball trademarks and copyrights are used with permission of Major League Baseball. Visit MLB.com. T-Mobile, best mobile network in the U.S. According to Ookla speed test, based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2026. Ookla trademarks used under license and reprinted with permission.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.